Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf tes. Sanhedrin daf tes. We will start Chesam Abayz. We'll start six lines up from the bottom, the fourth answer. So we know yesterday we brought up the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim in the Mishnah back on daf Beis. How many judges are needed to judge a case of Moti Shamra, where a man comes to court and says, "My wife was not a psula last night," and halacha is that he's coming to do one of two things. He's either coming to be mafsid her ksuba, if he does not have witnesses that she was mizane la'achar erisin, but if she does, then he's coming to kill her. That is the case of Moti Shemra. If he's lying, then he has a mitzvah to stay married to her forever, velosia le'isha, and he has to pay her 100, the father has to pay 100 kesef. So the Gemara here is going to have 8 different explanations for that machlokas. What is the machlokas in the Mishnah? Why would Reb Meir say you need a bezin of 3? And why would the Chachamim say 23? So yesterday we had, maybe the machlokas is about Choshesh in the Laz, which is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosas. What does that mean? What is maybe the second opinion was? What about, are you worried about Kavod HaRishonim? Number 3 we had just now, what if you gave Hasra'a without specifying what the punishment would be? And now we're up to number 4. Let's start with number 4, Rav Papa. Rav Papa Amar, 6 lines from the bottom. Rav Papa Amar, Hacha b'isha chaveira askinan. We are talking about a case of a woman who's married to a chaver. Isha chaveira. V'kamiflagi chaver talmud chacham. So we could assume, we have the right to assume that she knows she has a certain level of knowledge in terms of halacha. V'kamiflagi b'plugta de Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda v'rabanan. And Rav Meir and the Chachamim in the Mishnah argue the same machlokas as Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanan. D'tanya, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda omer, chaver ein tzarech hasra, a talmud chacham, or we're extending it to the wife of a Talmud Chacham, does not need to get Hasra'a. L'fish lo nitna Hasra'a, el lahavchin bein shogig l'mezid. Because the only reason Hasra'a, warning, is given in a case is to differentiate between shogig and mezid. And therefore, if we could assume that somebody already knows about the halacha, so they don't need Hasra'a. So that is Rabbi Yossi Yehuda Shita. The Rabbanan would say no. There is a different element of Hasra'a. And therefore, it's not just Lahavchin. So therefore, one needs it even on Esha Chaveira. So the case in the Mishnah is a case where the Edim that the husband brings against the woman is a case where the Edim admit that they did not give Hasra'a because we're talking about a case of an Esha Chaveira. So that would be the Machlokes. If, according to Reb Meir, it's a case of 3 because Reb Meir holds like the Rabbanan, but according to the Rabbanan, they say 23, they all like Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, says you don't need Asra by a chaver.
So it's nothing to do with anything specifically to Motzi Shemra.
Nothing to do with Motzi specifically to Motzi Shemra. Right. The first two were about specifically to Motzi Shemra. And these next two are about, the next, all of them, yeah, are nothing to do with Motzi Shemra. What is the Nekudas of Machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda? Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says you don't need to give Asra. The Rabbanan says you do. So what is the Nekudas of Machlokas about? So the Achronim say maybe it's about the purpose of Hasra itself. Pashtus, like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says here, the purpose of Hasra is to let the person know what you're doing is Asr. And it's not only Asr, you're going to get punished for it. And there's different discussions in Gemara and Rishonim, what exactly has to be said. We just had yesterday, do you have to say the specific Misa that is going to be inflicted if they accept the Hasra? There's a Rashi Masechta Shvuos, which the Minchas Chinuch likes to quote, that maybe you even have to quote the Pasuk that the Onish is based on, that the Isra is based on in the Torah. Ultimate level of Hasra. But what is the ultimate purpose of Hasra? Do you say the Pashtus Hasra is, like the Lashon here is, to let the person know it's Asr, and to know that they'll be punished if they continue doing it? A. Or do we say, no, there's another element of Hasra? For sure, Hasra has that element. That is to tell the person that it is Asr. But maybe another level of Hasra, and this is said differently by various Achronim, some say Hasra is a din in the Onesh of Bezdin. Bezdin cannot inflict the punishment without Hasra being given. But it's not dafka that it's part of the person knowing. Even if we know the person knows, still it's a function of the Maisa Bezdin that Hasra needs to be given. That's one way it's said. Another way it's said by the Achronim, this might be the reason for what we just said, that even if a person knows, Hasra adds to the Chumras HaAveira. It adds to the level of Aveira, and it's not as heinous a crime unless a person accepts the Hasra. Even if I know it's Asr, if somebody comes and tells me, I know it's Asr, but if he tells me not to do it, right? A child knows something is wrong. But if a parent comes along and says, don't do it, and then they do it, that's not just to tell them that it's wrong. The kid knows it's wrong. But now it's even worse, because they didn't listen to the hasra. But not because, it's part of the maisa mered. It adds to the rebellious nature of the act, to the chumras aveira, not purely to let me know that it is asr. So maybe that's what the Rabbanan say. Even an isha chaveira requires asra, because she knows already to be mafkid, to be choking and mazid, but an onesh requires more. An onesh requires that I hear the hasra and I reject it. That's part of my maisa mered that makes me deserving of an onesh. Okay, that could be the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanan, whether a chaver, an isha chavera, requires hasra or not. Just a shita that is troublesome, the Rambam shita, the Achronim all try to figure out, already the Nosa Kalim, already try to figure out what exactly is the shita of the Rambam. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Yud Beis Beis, the Rambam says as follows. Everybody, tsarech hasra. Everybody needs hasra. So who does he seem to be paskening like? The Rabbanan, against Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. He says, everybody needs hasra. Echad tamar chacham ve'echad amah aretz. And the Rabbanan continues. Why? Why does everybody need hasra? Shelo nitna hasra, elo lahavchin min shogeg l'mezen. Shema shogeg haya. Because hasra is needed to tell the difference. He's shogeg amazin. Maybe he's shogeg. Ketzan masrin bo. Omen lo prosh. O al tase. Shezu aveira hi. V'chayev ata alia mises bezdin o malchus. It's an aveira. And you're going to be chayev mises bezdin or malchus if you do this. So then he continues. In pirish p'tor. If he accepts. If he shakes his head. If he's quiet. So then he is matir atzmo lamisa. Bezrat Hashem, a sugi that we're going to get to later in the Masechta. But the problem is the Rambam seems to be passing like the Rabbanan and giving the reason of Rabbi Yosef or Yehuda. He seems to be mixing and mashing. The Gemara quoted the reason, you only need Hasra, according to the reason by Yehuda, you don't need Hasra by Yishas Chaver, because Hasra is only to tell you the difference between Shogeg and Mezid, and they already know the difference. So the Rambam says, you have to give Hasra to everybody, because Hasra is to tell the difference between Shogeg and Mezid. And maybe he's a Shogeg. The Rambam is against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara, so everyone tries to figure out what the Rambam means. Says the Kesef Mishnah. V'yesh lomar. Aruch Hashem yesterday had the schus of davening a little bit in the Kesef Mishnah Shul, the Beis Yosef Shul, in Sfat. V'yesh lomar. So it's Kever on Friday. V'yesh lomar. To the Rabbanan, nami havi hasra'a. Lahavchi mishogi l'mezid. Really, the Rabbanan also hold that's the reason for hasra. Everybody hold that's the reason for hasra. In the Mishnah, in the Gemara, when you say lafi, that's not specifically a reason for Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. You have to read it as the machlokas. Rabbanan say you have to give hasra to everybody, or Rabbi Yehuda says only one to the other. Because hasra is about shogeg amazed. The question is, the machlokas is, how much you have to be choshesh? That at this specific moment, he doesn't remember. That's all. But really, everybody holds of this reason. El dahavi begav nachriti, the chavar abar shavarlo, could go, and you have to tell him that maybe he forgot. Or, the Kesef Mishnah says, maybe the hasra that the Rambam is talking about is a hasra of mitzius. Not a hasra of an action. Meaning, the hasra of, do you know this is treif? Not that you know treif is usser. But do you know this piece of meat, this piece of rib treat? Or do you go tell him and say, do you know today Shabbos? Maybe he thinks it's Tuesday. That's what the Rambam's talking about. A case that not telling him the halacha, but telling them the mitzius, that even a chaver can use that halacha. And the Radvaz also says, what are they arguing about? How much can they have an excuse? Either way, this is one of the important makoros of Hasra, this Rambam and Yud Beis Beis, trying to work it out, exactly how the Rambam Shita works, giving the reason even for the Rabbana. Okay, that is all number four. Answer number four of this Machlokas Motzi Shemra, 3 or 23. Now we're up to number five, bottom line. Number five takes us the whole Amud of Tesem and Aleph. Number five, Ravashi Amar, Kigon, Ravashi says, Kigon, Da'asru, I think this is the most popular, though, machlokas to talk about in this parak. Out of all the discussions of the Mishnah, because this 3 and 23 has eight different opinions, what exactly the machlokas is. Keeps us busy. Ravashi Amar, Kigon, Da'asru be'malkus, follow asru be'ktala. They gave Hasra'a for Malkus and not for Misa. Even though it's a Chia Misa, right? If she was Mizane at the proper time, at the improper time, so then she would be Chayiv Misa. But the Edim didn't give the proper Hasra. The Edim said, you know, if you do this, you're going to be Chayiv Malkus, you're going to get lashes. Rashi on top. Davade lo miktala eloloke. To ein lecha Misa's bezdin shalom nomar balav. Because every Misa's bezdin has a lav to it. Every Mises Bezdin says don't do it. V'kesavar, and this opinion holds, lav shenitan lasaris Mises Bezdin, lo kin alav. This opinion holds that a lav that has the possibility of a Mises Bezdin, if you messed up and gave the hasra of Malkus, you get Malkus. That is a machlokus. There are those that say, lav shenitan lasaris Mises Bezdin, ain't lo kin alav. Once Misa is possible, then you don't get Malkus for it. It's not like kares. By kares, Malkus goes with Kares, but Malkus doesn't usually go with Mises Bezdin. That's a machlokas. But according to this opinion of the Gemara, even if it's possible to have Misa, if you gave Hasra for Malkus, you're going to get Malkus. This is part of the world of unusual lavim. Unusual lavim. We know the pasuk says in Parshas Kisetzei, the source for Malkus, Arboim Yakeda Lo Yosef, the source for Malkus is right next to the pasuk of Lo Sachsum Shar Bedisha. I can't muzzle my animal as it is working. I have to muzzle my animal as it's traveling, right, between fields so it doesn't eat in other people's fields. That's the Avram Avinu. But when it's working, Gemara and Bamitzia that we had, I'm not allowed to muzzle my animal when it is working. So we learned from that, smichus aparshios, the fact that the Isser of Losachsom is put right next to the mitzvah of Malkus, that you only get Malkus for averas that are similar to the Isser of muzzling. Dumya de chasima. So what are similar? So the lav of chasima has an action. So that's why lav she'ed b'maisa ain't lokin alav. If it doesn't have an action, the lav of chasima has no way to fix it. That's why lav anita glase ain't lokin alav. At least one of the sources for it. You don't get Malkus for lav anita glase. This lav is not a lav shekadmo asay. The lav comes before the asay. So if you have any aveir of the Torah with asay, comes before the los asay, like ma'akeh, maybe you wouldn't get, another reason you wouldn't get Malkus first. But another possibility is that you can't get Misa for muzzling your animal. So, lav shenita l'arshas Misa's bezdin, that's why there are some that say that if any aveira can get you Misa at some point, then you're not going to get Malkus for that. But that is not the opinion here. Rashi points out, importantly, that this Gemara must be going according to the opinion that if you get Malkus for, if somebody says to me, you know, if you're Mechal Shabbos, you're going to get Malkus. I can get Skila. They were wrong. They gave me the wrong Asra, still, Lokin Alav. So, back to the Gemara. Ravashi says, the case is where they gave her Hasra. See, on the side it changes it to Ba, not Bay. They gave her Hasra for Malkus, and they didn't give her Hasra for Misa. Vikamiflagi, I'm sorry, this six is going to be longer. Five is just a short. Vikamiflagi, but fluked to the Rabbi Yishmael v'Rabbanan. The Machlokas is Rabbi Yishmael and the Rabbanan. Ditznan, the Machlokas later on in the Mishnah, which we didn't even discuss yet. That we're going to discuss by the time tomorrow. It's not Makas Bishlosha, Misha Rabbi Shmuel Amru, Mesa Bishlosha. Right, the Machlokas later on in the Mishnah, whether Makas is 3 or 23. We're going to discuss this by the time tomorrow on the bottom of Yud Amun Aleph, why Malkus might be 23. So that's 3 and 23. So this Machlokas, the Motzi Shemra, in a hidden way, is the same exact Machlokas as about Malkus. Why do you have both then? Right, what's the language? The language of the Mishnah, to look back to the language of the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Motzi Shemra Bishlosha, there may have come, Motzi Shemra Bessam Bishlosha, but Rishiyeshba Dini Nefashis. Makas Bishlosha, Mishra Bishmal, Omer Bessam Bishlosha. So does it sound like two Machlokos? It sounds like it's giving a reason for Motzi Shemra. Is that going to be a reason for the Malkus also? We're going to see Malkus with Makamisa Omedas tomorrow, this a line like that? Is that, Rishiyeshba, you have to work out the words of the Mishnah. But either way, according to Rabbi Ashi, it's the same Machlokos, but at least those are put together in the Mishnah. One right after the other, so at least that lends itself to say it's the same issue. Number six, this is the largest one, Ravina Amar, Kigon, Shenimsa Echem in Aedim, Karov Apostle. One of the witnesses was found to be a relative or apostle. V'kamiflagi, B'plukta D'Rabbi V'Rebbe, Ali B'Rebbe Akiva. And the Machlokas is about Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe Shita that argue within the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. As we will see, this is going to be partially Machlokas about whether the principle of Nimsa Echad applies to Mamanus or not. And even if it doesn't only apply to Mamanus, we'll see that there is what the Machlokas is. Okay, so let's read it. It's not. The Mishnah says in Mesachas Makas, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Loba Shlishi. The pasuk, as we know, says al pishnayim u'shlosha edim yakum davar, right? Or there's two psukim, similar psukim. So the Gemara, the Mishnah in Makkos quotes a number of opinions. Why does this have to say shlosha? Two witnesses. That's all you need. Pishnayim edim yakum davar. Two witnesses. Why does it have to mention three? We know just derech agav that two witnesses is something is the source for something that we didn't do yesterday and that we were going to do, Bez Hashem. Oh, maybe we did it already this morning, and that is the idea, at least Al-Pi Remez, why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. One of the reasons we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Right, let's say it's Zman Grama, right? It's right. Why is it Zman Grama? So we pass on Zman Grama because Shabbos and Yontif is Lav Zman Tefillin. Nighttime it's Machlokas Tanoim, but Maker then we pass on the Laila is Zman Tefillin. We don't wear them for various reasons. But Shabbos and Yontif is Lav Zman Tefillin. But another reason why we don't wear Tefillin is that we know there are a number of mitzvahs that are called an os, a sign. Tefillin is called an os, and Mila is called an os. And Shabbos is called an os. And says Rabbeinu Bachai, "Apishnei edim yakum davar." You always need two osos, right? Two witnesses. So that's why during the week we have tefillin and bris. On Shabbos we don't wear tefillin because if we wear tefillin, it will be bizayin in the os of Shabbos. We already have two other osos, so we have Shabbos and Mila. That's another reason why we don't wear tefillin on a Shabbos. Interesting question. The Birkei Yosef discusses, you know, what happens if Rechamon Alaslan somebody is a hemophilia and he cannot get a bris Mila? Should he wear tefillin on Shabbos? So he should have two osos. But two osos, he says no. He says low plug, tefillin was not a mitzvah given over for Shabbos, even if in a specific case, you know, one person only has one os, so then they don't wear tefillin. But also has ramifications. What level of muksa is tefillin on Shabbos? Major discussion in the Beis Yosef. Does tefillin have the status of klisha malachtol iser, or does tefillin have the status of chesron kiss, or something worse? Big enough gemini, you come into shul, I come into shul, the tefillin's on my chair, I forgot to take my tefillin off on Friday. So am I allowed to move it? If it's klisha malachtol iser, sure, you can move it. Right? You're allowed to move it. Klisha malachtol iser, let's arach gufo, let's arach makomo. Right? That if you need the spot, so then you're allowed to move it. But if it's something worse than that, I can't. I'll have to move it backwards with my elbow. Hard to do with tefillin. You can't just push the tefillin to the floor. Chas v'shalom. So, important nafka mina, what the reason and the source is for tefillin not being worn on Shabbos. But that's two osos. Rabbeinu Bachai says that's the two osos why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. So back to the Mishnah. So Rabbi Akiva says, why does the Torah say three if two witnesses are enough? So the language of Rabbi Akiva is, lo bashlishi ela lahachmir alav. You know why he mentions three? Just in order to be stringent upon that third one, to be machmir on him. La'asos dino ki yotze ba'elu. To give him the din like his friends. Meaning what? Rov Rishonim say this means that if all three of these witnesses become Edim Zomamin, other witnesses, Edim Azimin, come and say Yimanu Yisim at all three, then even though you didn't need the third guy, you could have had everything done without the third guy, but because he participated, he also will get the punishment. Right? Kasher Zomim La'asos La'achiv, because he participated. That's what Rashi here says. Rashi says right in the middle of that Rashi, right across from where we are, Shahari Bishnaim Shehi'idu Tchilanami Hayanidon. Even just with two, if he wouldn't have come, he is not needed. Afilo Hachi Asa Hakasa Vezino Kayotse Ba'elu, the Torah equalizes them. Sheim Huzmu Yehareg Af Hashlishi. That if all three of them are Huzam, then all three of them will be killed. Because he took part in it, so therefore even he is going to be killed. That is the sheet of Rashi and Rov Rishonim. There is a Deya of the Ritz Geus. The Ritz Geus quoted in the Nemuki Yosef in Makkos, who has a more extreme shot. You know what it means? And if you read the words, you might think this also. They read the words, right? We give him the same din as the other, says the Ritz Geus. If only two of them are found to be Zomamin, we kill all three of them. That's the Chumrah. Even if the third one is not found to be an Eid Zomim, that's the Chumrah. He's obviously a Shakran. Right? These two guys are Emmanuel Yisim, and he took part, says the Ritz Geus, the old Pirish Ritz Geus, on Bezim Abez in the Dafei Harif. The Imhuzmu Hashnayim, Afo Pishlo Huzamagimo, Naasu Kulam Zomamin, the Onash Hakosav Ashlishi, Shenitpa Lashnayim, Shaavru, the Heidu Sheker Kayotzi Bohen, Alma, Shahabez Huzmu Velo Ashlishi, the Iluhuzamagimo, Gamhua Yenikro Raver. What's the Kiddush? The Gemara says, oh, you know what, you learn from Rabbi Akiva? If you hang out with people who do Averis, it's terrible. But what do you mean? If he was in Eid Zomim, so he's not hanging out with people who do Averis, he did an Avera. So says the Ritz Geus. It's got to be deeper than that. It's got to be deeper than that. That even though he didn't do the avera, he's still going to be punished. Very nasa din gimel kedin beis betipulo lahem lo bahazamasa. This Ritz Geus is one of the major rayas. One of the major rayas to the discussion. It already starts in the Rishonim, but Achronim made it famous. Rav Soloveitchik writes about this. Rav Elchanan writes about this. That the Eid Zomim discussion. Why do we punish an Eid Zomim? Not because specifically in Eid Zomim did a Maisa Aveira, which would be deserving of a certain punishment. No. The Eid Zomim, and there are many riots to this, has we punish him because there's something called the Shame Eid Zomim. The status of an Eid Zomim. Once a person gets the status of an Eid Zomim, so then a certain halachos kick in. But it's not because that we punish them for. That's the machlokas and Rabba Kama. Is the Eid Zomim pasul l'mafreya or mikano l'haba? Are they pasul from the day they testified or from today? Right, so the question is, if somebody is steals or does something earlier, so the Chor, when they did the Ma'aseh Aveira, why would you say that a person is pasul only from the day that Bezin declares them that you're an Eid Zomim? So it could be, yeah, because it's a status. It's not dafka because of the Ma'aseh Aveira. What's the greatest raya? That Eid Zomim is not punished just because of the Ma'aseh Aveira, but because there's a status of Eid Zomim. The greatest raya is Kasha Zomim lo Kasha Rasa. If they succeeded in doing what they're doing, they're not going to be punished. Right, but only if they try. But if they try, they didn't even do a Ma'aseh Aveira. Right, this is also one of the Ramban's rights. The Ramban generalizes this on a hashkafic level. But the Ramban says there are four people really that are not punished for their actions. I mentioned this Ramban, I think, last year in a Parsha Shir. There are four people who are not punished for what they did, but for what they represent in society. Edim Zomamin, right? They're not punished for their actions. Kasher Zomim v'lo Kasher Asa. Mesis. Mesis, somebody tries to get somebody else to do Avodah Zarah. They didn't succeed, but we still punish them. Mesis, Zakei Mamre. Zakei Mamre, one of the great Sanhedrin, who paskins against he's outvoted by the Sanhedrin, and he's L'shem Shemaim, he thinks they're all wrong. It's 70-1. And he still goes home and paskins like his own opinion. So he's Chayav Misa. He was outvoted by the Sanhedrin. And number four, Ben Sora Mora. Nidan Hashem Sofa. So in all those four cases, explains the Ramban, I think it's in Kiseitse, that all these four people are not punished for their Maisa Aveira, they're punished for what they represent. And that's why by all four of these, the Torah says, the Chol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro. By the Torah, everybody should hear, because the punishment is not for them, but for everyone, for the good of society. So one of them is Eid Zomim, and Eid Zomim is not punished for what they did, but for who they are. So the Ritz Gaius, right here in our Gemara, explained to Rabbi Akiva, is one of the rayas, that once he is part of the Kat, so then once two of them are considered Huzam, they all have the status of Eid Zomim, and therefore they are all punished. Okay, so back to the Gemara, we didn't get to the point yet. So says the Gemara, the Machlokas and the Mishnah is the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe. So what are they arguing about within Rabbi Akiva? So Rabbi Akiva says, why does it say three Eidim in the Torah in order to be Machmor in the third Eid? Im Kain, and the Torah says, just Derech Musar, Onesh HaKasav is HaNitfa Lo'Over Aveira Ko'Over Aveira. You see, the Torah punishes somebody who goes along, tags along with somebody doing an Aveira, just like the person who does the Aveira. Alachas kama v'kama, she yishalim schar es anit falosi mitzvakosi mitzvah. Right, surely if somebody just hangs out with people doing mitzvahs, imagine the schar that we get. If we get the punish for being with people who do Aveiras, surely, right, if you see somebody doing a mitzvah, can I come along? We should schlep our kids along to do mitzvahs, even if they're not doing it. Because they're at least nitpal la'osei mitzvah. Whatever we could get to be involved in a mitzvah, that is what we should do. Right? The Mishnayos and Mesechas Bikurim describe when they used to bring Bikurim, everybody used to stop working and give them a big shkayach and walk with them a little bit, right? To accompany an osei mitzvah a little bit. Accompany an osei mitzvah. And now the Gemara continues. Why else do we compare two and three witnesses? Uma Shnayim. Nimsa echem mayam karvo pasul edusa b'teila. Just like if two witnesses came to testify, and one of them is found to be problematic, karvo pasul, then we throw the whole edus out, because there's only one witness left. So we throw it all out. So afshlosha, nimsa echem mayam karvo pasul edusa b'teila. So two by three, if you have three together, if one of them is found to be problematic, even though there are two left, maybe the two should stand. No, that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush, they're all considered one kat, and edusan b'teila. And that's the sugya of Nimsa Echad Karvo Pasul. Omenai Shafilu Meya. How do I know that even if 100 witnesses come together, then if one of them is problematic, so then we throw out the entire group, Tamalomar Edim, because it says the extra word, Edim. So that's the Rabbi Kiva Shita. Rabbi Kiva Shita is that we put together two and three witnesses, to be Machmer on the third, to say Nimsa Echad applies to two or three or even 100. So now we have the Machlokas within Rabbi Akiva. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Bamedvar Mamu Rabbi Dina Nefashis. When do you say Nimsa Echad? By Dine Nefashis, you say Nimsa Echad. Avo Badine Mamanis, Tiskai Medis Bashar. But by Dine Mamanis, then the Edis could stand on its own. By Dine Mamanis, you throw out the one Edis problematic, and the other two could testify. That is the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. It only applies to dinei nefashos. Rabbi Amar, echad dinei bamaris, echad dinei nefashos. No, it's machlokas. Rabbi holds that even by mamonis, even by mamonis, one is thrown out, so then we throw all of them out. There's going to be a double machlokas, at least according to some, between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi, that's the first one. Does Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle apply across the board or only to Dina Nefashis? Why should Nimsa Echad only apply to Dina Nefashis? What's the Svara? What's the Svara for that? Right? You learn it out, Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle, Nimsa Batela. What should be the difference? So, three opinions. Rashi, right here. Rashi says, Dina Nefashis, sixth to last skinny line, Drachmana Amar Vihitzilu Ha'eda. A sugi that's going to come up many times in this Masechta. There's a special din by nefashis that the dayanim have to try to save the defendant. They have to try to do whatever they can to save him. Rabbi Tzilu Eida, try to save him. Hashem doesn't like Jews being killed. The mahadrin and baser schusa levatel eidus. We try to do whatever we can do to be mevatel the eidus. Right, Rashi discussed this yesterday about Mesis. Also, Vishar Kol Chayvi Mesis, Rashi says, because other than Mesis, where you don't have Yitzilu Ha'eda. But Rashi says, what's the Svar? Why do you say Nimsa Echad Badan Fashis? Because you want to try to get rid of the Edom as best as you can by Nefashis. And that's why you have, it's based on Vihitzilu Ha'eda. That is Rashi. Again, just one other. Yitzilu Ha'eda comes up many times. I'll mention one other case where it comes up. And that is with Yosef Engel. Yosef Engel in the sugya of Ein Onshin Min Hadin. We know there's a sugya that comes up in various places. First off in Baba Kama, it's discussed by the Rishonim and elsewhere. We're not allowed to punish based on a Kal V'Chomer. That's what the Gemara says in Makkos, actually. Kasher Zavavol, Kasher Asa, surely Kasher Asa. The Gemara says, no, Ein Onshin Min Hadin. You can't punish based on a Kal V'Chomer. So why is that? Why can't you punish based on a Kal V'Chomer? So some say, oh, Torah says so. Gzeiras HaGasev. One. Two, second reason, in the Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Lekach Tov, the second piece in Klal Beis, he has 15 pages on Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Everything you always wanted to know about Ein Onshin Min Hadin. So, number one, maybe it's a Gzeiras HaKasev. Number two, maybe a Kal V'Chomer, as we know, out of all the Yud Gimel Midos, it's the only one that's based on pure logic. Gzeiras Shavah is not pure logic. You need a Masorah for Gzeiras Shavah. Hekish, Smichas Apsukim, Klal Uprat, all of them, they're based on some type of Masorah. Kal V'Chomer is pure logic. So it could be that my logic is faulty. Maybe my logic is faulty. Who says that I'm right? Somebody, I'll say something today and I'll think it doesn't make sense tomorrow. So maybe there's a pircha. But you already punished the guy. You can't punish the guy if there might be a pircha. That's a second svar for Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Number two. Number three, a third svar for Ein Onshin Min Hadin. This is suggested by the Kesef Mishnah. Ein Onshin Min Hadin means if the Kal context has the punishment, surely the Chomer context. No. Says the Kesef Mishnah, maybe the Chomer context is so bad that a punishment won't even help. Where does he get this from? He gets this from the Smag. The Smag quotes the halacha that we're going to have later on, the Samba Gimel or so, where the halacha is, if I give my children to Molech, if I put my kids through the fire to give them to the Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says, if I give some of my kids to the Molech, so then I'm Chayim Misa. What if I give all my kids to the Molech? Oh, then you're Pater. You're Pater? Says the Smag, yeah, because if you give all your kids, you're so far gone, Misa's not going to help. So we don't put you to death. That's what the Smag says. So the Kesef Mishnah uses that. Because the Mishnah uses that for Kasher Zomel, Kasher Asa, but also it's used for Ein Onshin Min Hadin. You can't punish because maybe the Chomer context, you know, it's not good enough. It's not bad enough for you. That's the third Svara. But the fourth Svara he gives is Vitzilu Ha'eda. Ein Onshin Min Hadin, at least by Dinei Nefashos. Right, Onshin Min Hadin, because that's really where it comes up. Because this is part of Yitzilu Ha'eda. The Dayanim are not allowed to paskin L'chumra, or even Darshan L'chumra. It's part of the larger category of Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Kivan Shetziv Satara L'Shaket. Oh, I'm sorry, read it. Fizal, L'Hakan Avedin Nefashis. T'Ksiv Yitzilu Ha'eda. Tziv Satara L'Abezin Shiyachapsu V'Yishtavlu Ach Batzalas Anidon. Alkein Ein Rashon L'Lidrosh Midaitam. Drushas L'Chayev Oso. Vein L'Hem L'Chayev Mach Rak Mashachiv T'Torah Beferish. The Alkein Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Then he talks about what about Malchus? What do you say Ein Onshin Min Hadin by Malchus? Do you apply that principle? But that is another place where we see. But this is Svar number one in the Gemara. Why would you say Nimsa Echad only by Nefashos and not by Mamonis? Rashi says that Vihitzilu Ha'eda. Tosfos in Makkos, Davav, the parallel sukkah. You can't learn Sanhedrin Daf Tes without Makkos Davav. The parallel, so yeah, Tosfos there says on Da Vav, a second svara, why? What's the difference between the fashas? Because, at least by Mamanis, says Tosfos, we see that even if an aid is knocked out, if you have a cot of witnesses, and one aid is knocked out, the other aid, you see, has some relevance in halacha. One aid, we know, cannot be mechayev somebody money, but he can be mechayev somebody a shavua. So you see, half a cot by Mamanis survives, or can stand on its own. Right, 1-8 is good. 1-8 accomplishes something. But nefashas 1-8 does nothing. So therefore, nimsa echad, he said, the bedin nefashas shayach shavar lamelef mishnaim deidusun betela. Mishun demash naim, ki nimsa echad meyam karva pasol, deidusun betela gamre. So I'll bedin imamanis, de bishnaim nami, ki nimsa echad meyam karva pasol, hasheni eno batal lagamre, techayev lo shvua. So that's what Tosfos' suggestion is, because by mamanis you see, that 1-8 can survive. The lundus behind this day of Tosfos, which might be a third opinion, but the Achiezer, other Achronim, the Achiezer says, no, let's say something more fundamental. Maybe there's a fundamental distinction between Nefashas and Mamanis. And again, this is something that we'll come back to over and over again in the Masechta. By Nefashas, there has to be more of a connection in the group, a higher tziruf of the kat. By Nefashas, if I don't see the other witness, we throw him out. If I don't see the other witness, we throw him out. It's been about 6 months since that happened. That's good. By nefashas, we throw him out of court. That's called edus miuchedes. Edus miuchedes means that the edim have to be aware of each other. If they're not aware of each other, so then it's not good. The edim have to know about each other. They have to know about. They have to see each other during the during the time that they're testifying. So again, there's a high level of connection that the Edom are required to have with each other. So maybe that's the reason why here, Nimsa Echad applies in an easier fashion to Nefashas. Because by Nefashas, they're so connected. They're so connected by Nefashas. So it's because of that, thank you. Because of that, once we poke a hole in the balloon of these witnesses, the whole thing falls apart. By Mamanis, they're not so connected. They're not so connected by Mamanis. So because of that, if one of them is thrown out, then the other one could still exist. Okay, those are three ideas, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Achiezer, why we would say Nimsa Echad only by Dinei Nefashas and not by Mamanis. That is number, that's only Rabbi Yossi's Shita. Let's get back to the context of the Gemara. So what are we trying to do here? We're trying to figure out what the Machlokas is in the Mishnah. So we have Rabbi Akiva who says Nimsa Echad Garbo Pasol. Rabbi Yossi says that only applies to Nefashas. But not by Mamanis. Rebbe says it applies to both. And now we continue. The Amasai. Big discussion in the Rishonim. Who is this Amasai going according to? Is this Amasai going according to everybody? Or only within Rebbe? Let's see. The Amasai, when do I say that by Nefashos it's a problem? Bizman Shehistru Bahen. Only if the witnesses themselves gave the Hasra'ah. If the witnesses gave the Hasra'ah, so then they are all defined as witnesses, and therefore, Nimsa Echad Edusun B'Teila. Avo Bizman Shelo Hisru Bahen. But if the witnesses did not give the Hasra'ah, let's say there are eight witnesses, and only two of them gave the Hasra'ah, so then, Mayasu Shnei Achim Ve'Echad. What are we going to do if three people witness a murder? Shero Be'echad Jaragaz Anepesh. Three people witness a murder, and two of them are brothers. Two of them are brothers. So you're going to tell me that we throw everybody out? So it's got to be no. As long as one brother and the other guy who's not related gave the Hasra, that is good enough. So, what's the Machlokas of the Mishnah? What's the Machlokas of the Mishnah? So, Rashi explains. Go to the third line. On top, the Machlokas is, so you found one of them to be, the witnesses on the Motzi Shemra. You found one of them to be a Karav Apostle, and the Karav Apostle, though, did not give the Hasra. The Karav Apostle didn't give that third line, Rashi. V'rav v'shazak v'lo Hisra. Didn't give Hasra. So Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yossi that what is applied by Dinei Nefashas no matter what. This last Amasai, according to Rashi, is only within the Shita of Rabbi, not the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, according to Rashi, that's the Machlokas. Rabbi Yossi holds that Nimsa Echad applies to all Dinei Nefashas, even if the witnesses did not give the Hasra. And therefore, in this case, that because, I'm sorry, Rabbi Meir holds... Right, that we say Nimsa Echad no matter what, because the Kad is one Kad. Therefore, right when we know Nimsa Echad, we throw them all out of court. Throw them all out of court, so then this is not a Nefashas case anymore. Now, in a Nefashas case, you only need three judges. That's your Meir Shita. Because the witnesses did not give the Hasra. According to the Rabbana, no. The witnesses do not have to give the Hasra. They don't have to give the Hasra. So therefore, in our case, where they didn't give the Hasra, it's still defined as a criminal crime and nefashas, and that's why you would need a Beis Din of 23. Okay, that's how Rashi explains the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi. There is one other important discussion, as you know. There was this big tosis on the bottom that we didn't mention yet. This tosis has a parallel to what we discussed back in Baba Basra on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. This is the sugya, again, three sugyas I would say in Shas. Three dafim that have to be learned together. Baba Basra, Kuf Yud Gimel, Sanhedrin Daf Tes, and Makas Daf Vav. When does the status of a witness begin? That is the question in these big tosfasim here. They're not hard tosfasim. When do you become an aide? Right? So let's think about the possibilities. I could become an aide at the time that I come to court and testify. That's one. Let's go back a little bit. I can become an aide when I witness an event and I have kavanah to go to Beis Din and testify. Or, keep going back, I can become an aide when I witness an event. Right? Those are three possibilities when I become an aide. When I witness it and have kavanah to go to court, or when I actually come to court. When does my status of a witness start? Big nafkamina. This halacha of nimsa echad korav apostle. If one of the group is found to be problematic, when does the status of the group start? I'll tell you another big nafkamina. What the Ritva discusses in Kiddushin, what about at a wedding? By a wedding, right, you have many family members under the chuppah that are all witnessing the marriage. If you say you become an aide at the moment that you witness, to then every wedding is possible. Because there's nimsa echad korav apostle right under the chuppah. So that is the big discussion here in the Rishonim. The Rashbam Shita. The Rashbam and Baba Basra, they're Kuf Yud Gimel. He has the extreme shita that you have kavana, you become an aid right when you witness. Aid hameyid. Aid hameyid is when you become a witness. That's what the Rashbam says across the board. That's the Rashbam. Most Rishonim, Bali Tosfos here and elsewhere say, no, you don't say that. It's only, see, this is the second line in the Tosfos, Venir Lari, end of the second line. To Mishumshin is Kamnu Lahoyid, Lorina Nimsachan and Kurva Apostle Yusuf Atela. Just because you have kavana to come to court? That's not enough. El shaholchem u'meidim kulam bebezdin. Only if they actually go. They go to court. They have kavanah, they go to court. Avu mishum ri'iyah l'chush, and it's kavanu l'hoid lo. Kutito te'mahachi, says Tosis, the Bam Kasha. If you don't say this, if you don't say that it's only if you come to court, but if you hold like the Rashbam, then every wedding and every get is possible. Right, the lo te'mahachi, kol get, kishenosin or something. If they kromu psulim, yipsulim. Im iskavin rachad. Ol Rabbi Yosef, ilo yiskavin. Right, so therefore it can't be. And then Tosef gets into the sugya of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. Not for now, but that we will come back to. So what we should say, it's only afterwards. The Ritva has a beautiful pshat in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Gimel, where the Ritva says maybe it depends on the type of aid that you are. There are two types of aidim that we know. There is an aid levarer, an aid birer, where the aid comes to court to clear up something that occurred. That's an aid levarer. But then there's also called an aid lekayim, an aid kiyum. A witness at a wedding is not there purely to testify in 25 years that these people got married. The witness at a wedding is there to help create this halachic event. If two people get married without witnesses there, even if we have a video and we know it took place, they're not married. They have to do it in front of witnesses. My Rabbi Reb Rosenzweig always likes to say, the witnesses add the transcendental presence in order to allow this action to take place. Right? They are that presence that is required in halacha. Certain events cannot be affected in halacha unless witnesses are there. That's edekiyim. They're mekayim the event. B'mekayimei adavar, hakasa medaber, says the Gemara in Kiddushin. So says the Ritva, there's a chilak. By an edekiyim, their whole purpose is to witness the event. So they become an ed right away. By an ed levarer, they're there to testify later. So they only become an ed later on. That's the Ritva's chilak. But the Ritva says, if I'm right, so then I'm stuck by marriage. So that is the source. The Ritva says that's why you have to designate witnesses at a wedding, yichud edim, because they are edei kiyum. That's why we have the source for announcing. Right? There's a halachic reason why we announce the edei kiddushin. Right? Rabbi so and so will believe the kiddushin. Why? Because that's a designation of witnesses. There is no real halachic, and not that I'm aware of, why we have to announce every rebbe that comes up to get a bracha. If we could just tell them beforehand and they can come up. We have to tell them if they don't know. But is there any, I guess, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. There is a halachic basis. You want to give kavod. B'bnei hadar tazaken. right? You want to get the covet, but out a marriage, there's no real halacha that is required to announce the Rashka Bahag and give everyone's title. But the Kiddushin, yes. And some posts can go as far as to say that the Chassan has to say it, or Rav Soloveitchik was quoted, right, to the exclusion of everyone else here. But it's all based on this Ritva. Because the aid hamakayim status as aid might start right away under the chuppah, so then everybody else there is family members. So therefore, one has to be very careful. The Ksos also, by the way, quotes this Ritva and Paskins this way. The Ksos in Simon Lamed Vav in Sif Aleph, he says you have to do this. Roy la hazmin shtei edim ksheirim v'sheyishmeu mipi achasan lashon hakidushin. They'll hear it and they will be the designated witnesses. Okay, but this is a very large sugya that comes up in these three places. Babasar Kufyud Gimel Kufyud Dalid, Sanhedrin Daf Tes, and Malkus Daf Vav. Again, there's a lot more, but we will now continue. Okay, let's continue. Second line on Tes on the base. V'ibay Yisema, number seven, shot number seven of the Machlokes between Rebbe Meir and the Rabbana. What, 3 or 23 by Motzi Shemra? What if none of the witnesses gave Hasra? We just said that which witnesses gave Hasra, they will have a special status. What if none of the witnesses gave Hasra? The Kamitfa gave a plug to Rabbi Yossi Rabbana, Ditznan, Rabbi Yossi Omer, La Olam, Eno Nerak, Achiyu, Pi Shnei, Edom, Masrimbo, Shinamra, Pi Shnayim, Edom. Shnayim Edim. Right? So that's what it has to be. The Hasra has to come from the Edim themselves. Again, maybe this Machlokas. And in our Mishnah, we're talking about a case where the Edom did not give the Hasra. That's the Machlokas. Maybe this Machlokas has to do with what we started off today's shiur with. What's the nature, what's the purpose of Hasra? If the purpose of Hasra is just to get the guy to know if it's Hasra or not, then it shouldn't matter who gives the Hasra. But if there's some other element of, I have to reject the Hasra in front of the person that told me, right, so that adds to the Maisa Mered, so maybe that's the Svara here, for the Machlokas, the people who witnessed it have to be the one that gave the Hasra. Number 8, V'ibay Yisema, Kigon de Iskechish Bibedikos, V'loz Kachish B'chakiros. Maybe the case is the Edom that the husband brought against his wife, Moti Shemra, they were found to have contradictions in their bedikos, but not chakiros. We're going to learn later on. There are two types of cross-examinations that occur in Beis Din. One is the chakiros. Chakiros are the more fundamental information. When did it happen? What exactly happened? Who were the parties involved? Right? That's chakiros. Those are very crucial. That's very crucial information. Bedikos are, what was the guy wearing? Did he kill him with this or this? Different external details. So the question is, what if there's a contradiction in those details that aren't as pertinent and intricate to the part and parcel of the Maisa? So machlokas about it. So maybe that's what machlokas is here too. If a kamivul can be plugged into benzakev rabbanon, ditznan Maisa ubadak benzakev ukse teinim. We'll get to the machlokas later on, but that's the machlokas. Any of these machlokas, interesting, doesn't sound that way for the Mishnah. The pashas of the Mishnah that Moshe Shemra is a machlokas 3 or 23, right? What's the machlokas about Moshe Shemra? It's kachash mevedikas. Doesn't sound that way for the Mishnah. We're having a nukimta because we don't know what they're arguing about. So some of them, are mibnei sheyesh bo dinin nefashis, right? So that could be explained many ways. But some of these are more, sound like they flow from the Mishnah a little more than others. Okay, end of Moshe Shemra. End of Moshe Shemra. Now we have a new sugya. New sugya. Again, this is jam-packed in the first parak here in Sanhedrin. Now we have the sugya. Amar Rav Yose. First, we get into it a little bit. Right, these next 10 lines on the Amud, we have three major shasugis coming up. We have Kimle Bedramine, Palgina Dibura, and Einad Mesam Atzmo Rasha. Tucked away in these few lines. Amar Rav Yose, first. Hevi Habal Edim Shezinsa. So this continues the Moshe Shemra discussion, but not as an answer. Let's say the husband brought witnesses that his wife was Mizaneh. Vehevi Ha'av Edim, Vehizimun Le'di Abal. And then the father brought witnesses to be Mazim Le'di Abal. Let's go step by step. The husband brought witnesses. What was the purpose of those witnesses? To kill the woman. To kill the woman and to obviously cause her to not collect her ksuba. That's what they did. But then the father brought witnesses. And they were mazim the edim abba. So what's the halacha now? The halacha now is that the edim of the husband have to be killed. And the husband has to pay 100. The knas, 100 kesef. Right, because the husband was lying. So, Edi Habal Neharagin, the Edi Habal are killed, The ain, because they were trying to kill the woman. The ain, Misham and Mamu, but they don't pay money. Why don't they pay money? They were trying to cause the woman to lose her ksuba, because that's called mamon and misa from the same person. That's kim lebet rabamine. They were trying to kill the woman and cause her to lose her ksuba. Kim lebet rabamine, you only give her the worst punishment. But chazar vehevi habal edim vehizimim leide ha'av. What about after that? The Baal brings another set of witnesses. And our mazim, the fathers. A third set of witnesses. Right, a second one for the husband. So they, Edi Ha'av Neharagin Umishalman. The Edom of the father, they get two punishments. Why? They were trying to kill the witnesses and make the husband pay. So Kimle doesn't apply if there are two different addresses for the punishment. I am getting killed because of you and I'm paying to you. Two different addresses, so therefore we don't say Kimle in that case. Again, another big sugya, but that is Kimle. There's a fascinating question of the Minchas Chinuch. I just saw it on last week for the first time, maybe earlier. I didn't remember it. Minchas Chinuch in Tav Kuf Nun Gimel asks Akasha, and he doesn't answer it. He says, we know there's a mitzvah after Motzi Shamra, after the father is proven to, the husband is proven to be wrong, what has to happen? So, obviously, he stays married, and he has to pay, and Vosia Leisha. He has to stay married to her. What about the principle of Shavya Nafshe, Chadicha Disura? Shavya Nafshe. If I say my wife was Mizana, the Gemara Ksuba Staftes, Shavya Nafshe, I can't marry her. Whether she loses the Ksuba or not, okay, separate question. But I can't marry. I said she was also to me. I said she was Mizana. Shavya Nafshe. So how can we say Velosi Elisha? That's his Kasha. He said, I looked for answers for this all over. I don't know. It's amazing. He has 10 pages on Moshe Shemra, and at the end of the mitzvah, the last line, he says, I read it to you. The last line he says, everybody should forgive me. We'll forgive him. Wrong one. I didn't break it. It's inside. Everybody should forgive me that while I did this Motzi Shemra, I had to stop a lot. There was a lot going on in my life, and there was I was running around. So everybody should forgive me. I didn't do this. And Mezzer Shem, I'll have another time to come back to this and really focus on it. So maybe I'll have more than 10 pages the next time. But that's what he writes. The last two lines, everybody should forgive me that he had tirdus. Imagine the tirdus that he had. The Minchas Chinuch was somebody who was so poor, he didn't have paper. He used to write his pirush on the walls, on scrap paper that he used to find. And that's why the old Minchas Chinuch, not the new black ones that we're all used to, the old ones, there was unbelievable Rashi Tevis, like 25 letters. You have no idea what he means. Right, these amazing Rashi, you can look in any Rashi Tevis book, you're not going to find an answer to some of these Rashi Tevis. Why? Because he had no paper. He wanted to write everything very short. Right, because he couldn't afford it. He used to write. Right, all these amazing. A friend of mine loved to use the old Minchas Chinuch because he liked to figure it out. Okay, I like to. It's kind of a doros. I like to have the Minchas Chinuch try to figure out what the Minchas Chinuch means, not what he's saying. But that's the Minchas Chinuch kasha. So you got to give him some kind of answer. Maybe he was only relying on the witnesses and he didn't really mean it himself. It's a very strong kasha though. Very strong kasha that needs to have an answer. Okay, that's Kimle. Should we, you know what, let's just read the Gemara, and then we'll go into the Lamdas tomorrow. Amar Rav Yosef, Ploni Riva'o La'onso. A man comes to court and says, so-and-so sodomized me, so-and-so raped me, a man and a man. What's the halacha? Huva Acher Mitzarfen L'Hargo. Rav Yosef has an amazing shita that the victim is allowed to come and testify with another person to have the attacker put to death. Because he didn't do anything wrong. He was a natna. He was raped. So therefore, he's allowed to put the attacker to death with somebody else. Liritzono, but if a man comes in and says, I did it willingly, then we throw him out of court, because he's possible. Throw him out of court. We don't punish him for himself, because you can't self-convict yourself in halacha, but we don't trust his testimony. Rasha hu, v'yaltara amar, I'll touch his Rasha aid. Right? He's a Rasha, halachically, and therefore, he cannot testify. Rava amar, adam karveis al asmo, ve'ein adam eis amasmo Rasha. Rabbi said, no, we don't trust you, that you did it wrong, and therefore we accept this guy, we trust that Ploni Ravo, and we don't trust his word of Lertzono. Right, that's a Rashi quotes on the bottom line. Palgina, second to the bottom line, Palgina Dibura, we split his words, and therefore he can testify even with somebody else. An amazing Shita, and Beth Hashem, we will talk more about these sugyas, Palgina Dibura, and eight on the Mason Asma Rasha, Beth Hashem, tomorrow. Then we have more tomorrow about the Lafshein Bo Maisa comes up tomorrow, and Malkus Bo Makamisa Omedes, Ibra Chodesh, and we just keep going, Baruch Hashem, in this Masechta. Okay, we'll stop here.